Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Did you see the coaching? See how quickly this guy's coaching?
No. Tom's on it. Attaboy. Well done. We're very proud of you. Hercules is so proud. All right, lots of calls to get to here, Bart Scott. We also have to get to, and we will, those who are saying, you're not talking Knicks. The Knicks play the Pacers tonight at the Garden.
Yeah.
It's an important game for the Knicks because if you look at the standings, you don't want to slip. And they just had another, you know, gut-wrenching, should have been a win loss. And they're playing a team that they're just right behind in the standings as we now are into the second half of the season. But there's also a little side story to this game tonight because Tyrese Halliburton, who's been really playing great for the Pacers.
You mean who y'all should have drafted the first and traded for it second time? Three strikes and y'all, you missed on him twice. Now he's an all-star.
Yeah. Well, Halliburton is coming in with the Pacers with a little bit of sort of some bulletin board material that comes courtesy of our post-game show when the last time the Pacers played the Knicks. And Wally Szczerbiak, you know, kind of he called him a fake wannabe all-star. Mm. But I got a story about what, like, how that all happened that you gotta understand.
Well, tell them to tune in. We'll talk about that. It's coming.
Halliburton actually had some things to say about Wally to Adrian Wojnarowski that you'll also hear because that's also an interesting back and forth from Woj's pod.
Ooh.
That also all that.
Let that marinate. But this is about the Giants.
But you got to hear though the whole backstory. You got to hear all this.
Okay.
You got to know what's going on here, and what it was really about. And you know, and then you can pass judgment. But still, he's coming into this building. He probably is going to feel a little certain way. And I'm wondering how much the Knicks will be up for it, and how important this game is, you know, just for them personally. So a lot of drama tonight at the Garden. We have your calls. We'll get to those momentarily. But Bart, the NFLPA put out their first All-Pro team, where the players voted on who they thought were the best player.
Oh, the player.
At each position.
Did that match the other people's? Well, tell me.
Well, I'm just going to go through the list, and you're going to tell me if you think the players got it right or not.
Okay.
And maybe let's see if you can guess, too, who you'd vote for.
Okay.
All right, so the...
That might be funner.
The quarterback. Who do you think was the quarterback? Don't look.
I'm not looking.
All right. The best... Who do the players vote as the best quarterback in the league?
I'm buying something.
Oh, you're shopping again? What are you buying? Can you, when you shop, can you also, like, include me?
Got you.
Then I feel better. You could buy yourself some headphones. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
To always include me, whatever you're getting.
I'm on B&H. Hoping they see
B&H that Bart needs to get down with us again, right?
Yeah, well, we've been begging them for probably 3 years.
I think it's time to stop begging.
Yeah, that's true.
Best Buy, jump in.
Yeah.
Right? B&H wants to sleep on us. PC Richard, where you at?
We're coming for the hostile takeover.
That's it. You want us to... we'll stop talking about B&H.
Yeah.
All right, anyways. Quarterback.
Patrick Mahomes.
Got that one right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know what? When you get things right, I need to give you the proper credit.
Yeah, give me some love.
You know? So I'll just go. All right, that one's too long. Isn't there just a ding that we could put? Like, can we just do a ding? I can't find the ding.
We probably should have did that, didn't
we? We probably should have been prepared for this.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe so.
All right, so
running back.
Running back is tough. I mean, Josh Jacobs?
No, I'm sorry. That was actually correct. I just didn't want to hit that stupid thing. Yes, Josh Jacobs.
Damn!
Fullback, which there's like three of them left in the league.
Well, you got the Ravens fullback.
Mm-hmm.
You got Juszczyk.
That's the guy.
I was going to tell you who I was going to pick. I was going to tell you the three, and then you got the gold guy in Miami.
But you already got it right. Juszczyk. All right, two wide receivers.
Justin Jefferson and Tyreek Hill.
Nope. Justin Jefferson's correct.
Hold up. Not Tyreek Hill?
Not Tyreek Hill.
Oh, they ain't real.
Well, if you see this name, you might disagree.
Outside of that, you're not going Jamar Chase. I don't get that.
Davante Adams.
Nope. Tyreek Hill did more with three.
All right, so you disagree with the players?
Yeah, with three quarterbacks.
All right, so
he did it with three quarterbacks, huh?
One disagree so far. Tight end.
Tight end. I mean, come on, man, that's Kelsey.
Left tackle. Your favorite.
Left tackle.
Your favorite.
Probably Andrews from the Giants.
Excuse me. Left tackle. Best left tackle in the league.
Oh, yeah, Trent Williams.
All right. I was like, what are you talking about?
What I'm saying is I know Andrew Tom is all pro.
Yeah, but...
I'm just saying, he's all pro.
Well, this is the players list. Let's stay on point. Left guard. Now we're getting like into the weeds here. How much are you paying attention?
Left guard, probably Zach Martin or...
Well, that's right guard, so you got that one right. Right guard, yes, Zach Martin. Left guard, though. I know this
Quentin
is
Quentin Nelson.
No,
what?
No, that is not.
Quentin Nelson's always the best.
It's Joel Bitonio.
Yeah, from Cleveland.
Cleveland, right?
No, Quentin Nelson is always the best.
Center.
Center is probably Creed from Kansas City. They didn't put Kelsey. But I mean, Creed. Come on, man.
All right,
whatever.
You got the right guard correct, and then right tackle.
Ooh. Right tackle.
Come on.
I'm gonna take a mulligan on that one, man.
Really, Lane Johnson.
Hey, listen, man. This dude got caught for pot for steroids. I can't go with that.
Well, you have to. Edge rusher, give me two.
Edge rusher, Nick Bosa, probably. They consider Michael Parsons as that. I'm not sure, but I would go Garrett.
That's the one.
I'm just saying it depends on how they go Parsons.
I'm having fun doing this. How about interior defensive lineman? Give me two.
Probably Chris Jones and probably Dexter Lawrence, but I like Quentin Williams. No, Quentin Williams?
You're forgetting, of course, Aaron Donald.
Man, listen, he didn't play like that this year. You missed me with that.
All right, nose tackle, Dexter Lawrence. So there's your giant. So yeah. You got that one.
Chris Jones.
Now,
Chris Jones wasn't there?
I just told you Chris Jones, yes, was one of them. Didn't you hear the...
Is this a 3-4 or 4-3?
I told you, it's two. You get two interior.
That's a 3-4 then. If you got two edge rushers...
I'm just telling you what... This is the players who did this. Can we just get through it?
But you got to tell me if it's a 3-4 or 4-3, but okay, I understand.
I'm not telling you.
It's Quentin Williams.
Two off-ball linebackers.
I mean, I like Raekwon Smith, but they
probably... That is one.
They gave Raekwon?
Yeah. Roquan Smith, but
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, and Fred Warner.
That is correct. Very good. You're actually doing very well. Cornerback, two of them.
Patrick Surtain.
Yep.
And big play Slay.
Correct, Darius Slay. No sauce. Set.
Yeah, he's too early. You can't
free
get
safety?
First. Free safety. Might have went Derwin James.
No. That's strong safety,
okay.
Derwin James.
Well, Bates didn't have really a year like he used to have. I'm lost. It's some
Steelers.
New, Micah Fitzpatrick.
Correct. No? You're not feeling that either?
Nah, man. It's ugly.
All right. The special teams ones are not going to be easy, so I'll just go through them.
Slater.
Cordarrelle Patterson got the kick returner. Kevontae Turpin.
Well, Duvernay didn't do anything.
Duvernay? I don't see
but
Duvernay.
But Duvernay got hurt, so.
Yeah. Core teamer. I don't know what that means. Jeremy Reeves of Washington. And then Justin Hardy of the Jets.
Yeah. A.K.A.
Who would be your kicker?
Come on, man. Justin Tucker. Stop playing.
It's Jason Myers.
That's a lie.
Okay, well, it is.
Justin Tucker
punter?
Is always the best. I don't know punters. They're not real people.
Tommy Trumpet. Tommy Townsend from the Chiefs.
Never heard of him.
And then long snapper would be Morgan Cox from the Titans. So there you go.
So I'm like 89. So I'm 90%.
Yeah, that like seemed like you were kind of on it.
I would have put Quinnen in there, though.
You would have?
Yeah, the punter barely punts. And then he got a punt blocked against Jacksonville. Once you get a punt block, you lose that.
That's it?
Yes.
Once you get a punt block, you're out?
Yeah, you're a loser then.
Completely understand. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. This season marks the 50th anniversary of New York Islanders hockey. To celebrate, we're giving away tickets to the January 16th matchup against the Washington Capitals at UBS Arena. Why does it feel like the opponent keeps changing? To enter, download the free ESPN New York app, scroll down to contest, and submit your entry. It's brought to you by the New York Islanders. Join in on the fun this season by grabbing your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Islanders with a heartbreaker last night.
Who? The Red Wings?
They went up against the Dallas Stars, and they dominated. They had a million scoring chances. But the last minute was frantic. It was crazy. It was 1-1. They go into overtime, and I'm learning to hate overtime hockey.
Are we doing that hockey?
We are doing that hockey. Why are you turning away from me?
Doing that high. We got Giants fans.
I'm just folding it up something.
They're sitting on the line.
They lost in a shootout.
What we doing. The Giants is the last hope for the New York teams not named the Buffalo Bills. And they salivating. We doing that hockey.
Let's take Gil in Manhattan. How you doing, Gil?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What up?
Yo, man, is it false hope?
No.
To think that Kenny Golladay can do something for us.
No.
Player for player, if I had to take Jones versus the other guy, I take Jones. Running back is kind of a wash. And obviously Jefferson's he's the best in the league. But come on, Golladay, he was good. He was good for a minute.
For D-Twad, baby.
And the season came and he got all fancy and then he didn't play. I mean, it's all in his head. He can play, though. Can he play?
He's a talented player. He just got the yips when he got here. and he's got in the bad graces. And it's like one of those things when new regimes come over, he was brought here to be like Gettleman went all in on him.
You know what would help? Catch the ball.
Yeah, I mean,
like make a tough catch.
Now. Can he start now? Can he do
make
it?
A tough catch?
Listen, last week was what you brought him in for. Red zone touchdown.
Of course.
This is a guy that's only 29 years old. He's 6'4", man. He has the body to present a big target
right,
for Danny
Dimes.
Does
he have the want
to? I think he wants to, and I think he's bought in because he thought this new coaching staff was going to come in, they were going to lose, but now he sees the winning, and I think he wants to be a part of it, and it's changed his attitude, and it takes some humbling yourself. But listen, he can make a big play. All he has to do is make a big play in the playoffs, and all will be forgiven.
You say so.
Not only is the bag for Saquon up for grabs,
mm-hmm.
but also the bag for Danny Dimes up for grabs.
That's right.
If Danny Dimes and Saquon finds a way to win a playoff game, they've already exceeded expectations by even going to the postseason. But if you win one?
So are they playing with house money? Can you say the Giants should act like they're playing with house money? There should not be any pressure at all. You don't have to win.
Do you know how like the Lions played last week?
Yeah.
When they threw a lateral on like fourth down? Damn,
that's a great
straight
play.
Yo, that's the hook and ladder. I've never seen a spot pass hook and ladder.
that was a great play.
But that's how I want the Giants to play. House money.
House money. I agree. Chris in Deer Park. How do you feel, Chris?
Hey,
you all right? Hey,
Chris, you low energy, baby. I need you to step it up. It's
low
playoff
low
week.
Low E don't work on this show, man. You got to bring
playoff
it.
Week, baby.
Sorry, guys. I was on speaker. I thought I was still on mute.
Oh, we got
What's
you.
Up, guys? Favorite exactly. show on the radio.
Thank you.
All right, and Bart, I appreciate you letting Han know it's about Giants right now. We don't want to hear about the Rangers at the moment. Yeah, it's been over an hour. I heard Giants for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's because we was building up to you.
We took the whole 12:30 segment. That was like 10, 15
Chris,
minutes.
Did you mention
the Islanders for 3 seconds, and Bart's like, oh, we're going to do that hockey right now? Yeah, we're going to do that hockey right now.
Chris had the whole show on mute. He missed when we was talking about the Giants earlier and the special guest that we got for you this week. But it's okay,
Chris. Yeah, Chris, you got Chris. If there's appointment radio, it's Friday. I promise you, we will not let you down. Yeah. It is Friday. Anyways, go ahead.
All right. Thank you. I just want to say, like you said, we're all playing with house money. But the last game against the Vikings and even last week's game where we barely played any of our guys really gives me a lot of hope for this playoff.
Hey, your twos played really well.
Our twos played really well against the Eagles, who were actually playing for something. Mm-hmm. So I was speaking to someone who's been telling me before the season that the Giants suck. We wouldn't win more than 5 games, and I was always on the optimistic side. And I'm happy that we're proving a lot of people wrong. But am I wrong for thinking that if we beat the Vikings, which I think we can, we're getting some guys back that we didn't have last time.
Right.
Am I wrong for thinking that we have a chance against the Eagles? I think that game with the twos gave them some motivation.
First of all, I don't think you have to play the Eagles.
One game at a time.
Yeah, you would have to play the Eagles. I thought
we would have to play San Fran, which I was more scared of, to be honest.
San Fran would be the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, the Cowboys would have to play San Fran.
That would be Dallas.
Yeah, so yeah, I thought because of the way that it was set up with the brackets, but it goes by the winners.
The Eagles get the lower seed.
The lower seed plays the so it would probably be the Giants.
And I'm not scared of them. I know they have a powerful team, but I think after that game, I think if anything, the guys should see, hey man, we played our twos and we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what Jalen Hurts is and you know how that shoulder feels, and if you hit it early, what happens? Like, listen, it's a lot of pressure.
Johnson will be healthy.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on them. It's no pressure on you.
Yeah, I think
we just got to like I hate being the guy that's going cliche here, but like Chris, one game at a time, my friend. One game at a time. Take care of this business first, then worry about the business coming after that. Let's go to Connecticut. We talked to Tommy. What's happening, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it. What's up? What do you got?
So I wanted to get your thoughts on the construction of the Giants' defense. Even though I know Wink is going to be full mad scientist down in the lab dialing up the blitzes, but our front four being able to get pressure without bringing heat from the back half can play a huge part. And I know that was the recipe, 2007, 2011 runs that we had. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, this is a different system. Right? This isn't that. Like, you don't have those NASCAR guys in there. You would hope that Leonard Williams would be like Justin Tuck, being able to get that interior pressure. Let's see how healthy he is. But Dexter Lawrence is a big guy who can get to the
dude's a
back his game.
Oh yeah.
But I think Wink is a different system, and it's more than one way to skin a cat, right? We see the Jets going on, and they're able to get to the quarterback. They do it with a 4-man rush. When we were there with Rex, it was all about being able to get matchups. And you know, I think Wink is cut from the same cloth as Rex. He gets it a different way, and that allows him to be able to disguise his coverages. Because when you just rush four, your coverages is kind of easy to see. But when everybody's moving around and you know that pressure's coming from somewhere, it puts everybody's antennas up and it makes you uneasy as a offensive team because you just don't know where it's coming from. Right. So you're always scanning for it. And even when you do that, you miss stuff that's obvious right in front of your face. So I think, you know, you got to keep with that mad scientist type of stuff. And even if you're rushing four, you just don't know which four is going, what's going on, because you can drop Leonard Williams. He's a good enough athlete. He played the 5 technique in the 3-4, so he's a guy that you can, you know, back up in coverage and kind of blitz at somebody else because they count the big guys. So, I mean, I think it'd be great. Like, they held him down, and they were right there to win it before. Mm-hmm. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but you got to tweak it a little bit because now they've seen it, they may adjust to it.
Right, exactly. And obviously they have tons of film, not just their game, but also what's going on this whole season with the Giants, where their defense has had those moments. So let's go to Chris in Fort Worth, Texas. Chris.
Oh, man.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's
going
good
on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Are you a Giants fan hiding out in Dallas country?
No. I've been a Giants fan for years. As long as Lawrence Taylor, Rodney Hampton, I've been that long.
No, I feel you, but I'm saying, are you hiding out? You say it's Fort Worth. Are you hiding out in Dallas country? And how's that living in Dallas country, not being able to get your feel of Giants type of talk?
No, it's fun living here because when the Dallas loses, it's entertainment all around.
Chris acts up like Stephen A. does when the Cowboys lose, don't you?
Exactly. So the thing I'm glad to call in because I listen to y'all every afternoon. My problem with y'all two is, For the last 3 days, y'all been talking about the Jets.
That's a crisis.
No.
That was a crisis.
There's a New York team in the playoffs. Why y'all ain't been talking
listen,
about that?
Because
y'all
listen, it's a ramp up. You're going to get Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We got the surprise to cap it off going into the weekend, baby. You're going to get 3 straight days of that. We building up to that, baby. We talking about go big blue. I'm in my Rolodex now, trying to hit up my dogs. Like, yo, I need you to come on. I need you to sell hope and belief. So we can't give it all to you on Monday.
So Chris, now because we're not on the network anymore, how are you listening to us? I'm curious.
I'm listening to y'all through radio app.
Love it.
Nice.
That's what I love to
Look
hear.
That,
Chris,
man.
We appreciate you, man. So, yeah, stay listening.
Before you before I go, hey, Tess, I need you to call in. Because she brings the energy all the time.
You need Tessa.
Where is
Tessa? You're
getting
a call out for Tessa. I know.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, you're right.
Protection.
Where is Tessa? Chris needs you. The bat phone. Put up the signal.
Jim, witness protection. Where you at, Tessa? That's you. I don't care if you're at work. You got a break, damn it.
Tell
you. Call in.
Yeah, tell
your boss. We heard from
you
all week.
Lou, for now. North Carolina. We go around the country.
Oh, the Bojangles, man.
Kakalaka. What's happening, Lou?
How's it going, guys? Hey, lifelong Giants fan here. And I want to make 3 matchups that I think are going to be the reason that the Giants can win this week. And I think Landon Collins needs to be on TJ Hockenson. He needs to follow him around the field. Landon Collins needs to play that hybrid position.
Yeah,
lock
late
him down.
Pickup. Mm-hmm.
I think Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams need to dominate the D-line. With the Vikings interior O-line is being hurt right now, those two need to dominate the game. And Evan Neal needs to win his matchup. Whether we're sending him chips for a little bit of help, tight end chips, running back chips, Evan Neal needs to win his matchup. And if those three players show out, I think the Giants can actually pull this off.
Your thoughts? I mean, he's got the breakdown for you of what he thinks can happen.
And then you talk about Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams. You do some time games, some stunts, and that's simulated pressure, right? Because when you go line stunts, you're really not sending anybody extra. You're just creating chaos in front of the eyes of the quarterback and in front of the eyes of the lineman. So, you know, Wink's going to have a plan. And Wink's going to break down their protections. Let's see if Kevin O'Connell can outfox an OG triple OG. Because he's going to have to come up with some unique protections that kind of protect you from most of those type of...
How much of this, too, is going to be on Kirk Cousins? Like, Kirk Cousins had a pretty clean game against the Giants the first time around.
Oh, it's big pressure on Justin Jefferson, on Kirk Cousins.
On Kirk Cousins. I think because this is really about Kirk Cousins just making him... Like keeping him under pressure, under siege, and having to like, he's like
you want
we always talk about him as being like this middle, like he's upper middle tier
he's
of 12. A quarterback.
He's like
right?
number 12.
Yeah,
he's 12.
But he's not a bum.
No,
he's not a bum.
I mean, when you look at here, I think you give the slight edge to the Vikings, but he's better than Daniel Jones.
But remember, like again, he's seen this Giants blitz.
Yeah,
they did well against that Giants blitz that first time around.
But you know what you
so
love?
How do you do it this time around where he's not throwing for
simulated
152
pressure.
Yards to
simulated
against
pressure.
The blitz
simulated pressure. Where it looks like pressure, but then guys are getting out. You trick them. You know what we used to do is when we go man to man, you go with man. When it's zone, you go with man to man motion anyway, and it's where you end up, right? So we used to go where you end up. So like people see the motion quarterback, that's an indication that it's man to man.
Yep.
But if I end up in a slot, I'm just hook curl, or I'm curl flat, but I go with the motion. So then they go with man beaters and they're throwing it to a zone and it's like, ha ha. And so you gotta trick them to throw you two or three. Right? Remember what happened with Tua, right? He threw like to Zaire Alexander on the out route. He came off and he thought it was man to man. He spent off and it was a trap. You gotta get him with a couple of those. You get him with a couple of those, tip balls, two interceptions.
That's big too.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's big too. Obviously.
Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, 6'5". You know, get them hands up if you can't get to them.
Yeah.
Tip balls change games.
Yeah. Like I said, I think this out of all the matchups, there's other matchups certainly. Like you mentioned that obviously Bucks Cowboys is going to be one of those that are intriguing matchups to watch. Star studded. That's a headline one. But this game just has that feel that's going to be sneaky good.
Yeah.
Like this could be a sneaky
these
good
are,
game.
These are two of the most equal teams.
Wild card
right?
Last week. Remember last year's wild card was like blowout central. Like it wasn't.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah. It felt like, oh, a whole weekend of football. And it was like, eh.
It was like, eh.
Like this might be one of those games. You're like, remember that game? Like that was a great game. At least you hope so. That's what it's going to be.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Michael McDonald was like he's
that
up there
on my
Kyle.
Own, right?
Yeah,
on my own. Yo, when I first met
once again,
Don LaGreca is
looks
Michael McDonald.
Like Michael
right?
McDonald.
He looked just like him.
Or and Don LaGreca looks like. Looks like Michael J. Fox's father in Teen Wolf.
Well, during COVID, when he let it go, when they were doing everybody was doing it from remote, and they would be on Yes, and you'd see like Donnie when he at home, he had the whole. It was right. It was like when he turned into the wolf for the first time, and his son saw him like, yeah, we need to talk. Don has that flowing mane of hair. Like, that's the whole Michael McDonald look.
But now we have to throw Michael McDonald in there.
I think he's got to be on that list, right?
It's tough, man. You might have just pushed John B. out. John B. was suave. He had a song with Pop.
I hear you.
I think Amber Rose, too, from Floor Tree.
Amber Rose.
Not Amber Rose.
You don't mean
Amber Rose. Amorosa. Okay. Something like that. From
You said Amber Rose, and I just had flashbacks.
Yeah. From, you was in Philly? You was in Philly at them club? Never mind. You say you paid her book scholarship?
Used to travel. Just saying.
But from, I think she is, and she's European, too.
Uh-huh.
Adele, no?
Adele, that's another great one. Yeah. Adele's that's another name to throw in the list.
We getting tough, bro. Yeah. We getting tough.
And if we're only doing five? Tough list. Again, that's hashtag the gout.
Yep.
98.7 the gout, if they'll ever give us the chance to have this show. It'll be a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
Huge success.
People love music, and people who love sports love music because music is a big part of sports.
They go hand in hand. We all know this.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
I mean, athletes always want to be entertainers, and entertainers always want to be athletes.
Like ham and burger.
And what we want to do now is talk to the people. 800-919-3776. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. 98.7 ESPN. Justin in Queens has a suggestion for the Jets. Justin?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What up?
Good. What's up? So I got a question for you, but I'm a big Jet fan. Thank you for your years as a Jet as well. I was thinking, everyone's talking about Frank Wright. What about Todd Haley? I know he has a reputation in NFL as an ego trip, and, you know, he always wants the powers on, but, you know, he does have success as an offensive coordinator.
In Pittsburgh, that offense went downhill after he left. They were not the same.
Yeah, but he's been a head coach, too.
Yeah. My second question is, I know everyone's seen the reports that DeAndre Hopkins rated to get traded. What could the Jets do to get DeAndre Hopkins?
Nothing.
Or we what about a package for Devontae Adams and Derek Carr? Where do you think that could take?
You get both of them. I mean, that's really aggressive. I don't mind it. I don't mind that, but that's aggressive. The Giants should be the ones keeping an eye on D-Hop.
D-Hop is a little old. No, he's a little older now.
No, but he's still good.
Of course he's still good, but... If I'm Daboll, I'm going with somebody I know and somebody that's ascending, that's still getting better.
Gabe Davis.
I'm going to Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
Like, Gabe Davis is up. There's no way that Buffalo, with all the people that they're paying all that money, can pay Gabe Davis $20 million.
On this, in this offense, with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
A vertical threat. He's what Kenny Galladay was supposed to be, but he has way more speed because he's a vertical threat.
Gabe Davis is definitely, if you're a Giants fan, that's the name to watch.
Listen, that was free for y'all Giants fans, Gabe Davis.
You're welcome. What is there any chance you think that the Raiders would never trade both guys?
No.
You'd have to give up your whole damn draft for that.
First of all, they can't. He's in the first year of his deal. Yeah. Like, that dead cap hit is too big.
So, and he made it clear he wants to be there, whether Derek Carr's there or not.
And that dead cap money is way too much. And talking about coaches, Ty Haley, I'd rather go Bill O'Brien and bring him back from Alabama and let him come out. He's a head coach with experience, but he's a hell of a play caller.
All right, let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, man. You know, how y'all doing, fellas? Just letting y'all know, the Giants people, we hungry. We've been getting smacked around for a long time, and this year, it's been cake. Just where we got at. So I want to see us beat down Minnesota. I want to see Daniel Jones pull a helmet, tell people, like, yo, let's get it. You know, that's how we feel. Because Dallas, these Dallas people talk all the time. Now it's our time.
Like I'm feeling that energy, Mike.
I do. I love that energy.
And there's no pressure on the Giants.
Whatever money.
We just want them to go out there and play their ass off, play hard, and like let the cards fall where they may. But we just want to see you go out there, thug it out, play some physicality, and maybe we can capture some luck. Remember, they were a wild card before. Went on a roll. Road Warriors.
This is not the
quarterbacks you got to go through is not world beaters. This ain't the AFC. You ain't got to go through Burrow, Allen, potentially Lamar, and Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you're going through Purdy, Hurts, Dak.
Tom Brady.
And Father Time, Benjamin Button.
When you started out with you got to go through Purdy, that still to me is just mind-boggling.
Purdy.
We go to Dallas, more Texas love from Marshall. What's up, Marshall?
What's up, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm loving all the talk right now. My Giants fan, let's go. Let's bring the heat. But, yo, before I get into my question, I just want to say, man, I'm all in on the gout. I think it should be an hour, though, because I think you got to give some time to let the music come in. Let it flow. Let the people feel it. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. No doubt.
So my question, though, is what do you guys think about the spread? Like, do you think the Giants are going to cover? What do you think about that?
Listen, I think they'll definitely cover. If you got to win, then they're going to cover.
Is it 2.5? Like, I don't think it's a big spread, right? Let me check it.
Yeah.
Let me check it. I was on it. Go ahead. You talk, Phil. You, Phil. I'm getting
the line. Listen. I think the Giants are a live dog to win. I think everybody believes.
It is three.
This is the livest dog. So that's a pick 'em.
It is now three.
So that's a pick 'em.
Well, like
the home team gets three regardless. Mm. So this is a pick 'em basically. So will they cover? You know, it's basically a pick 'em. But I like their chances. You know, seeing them twice and the fact that it's hard to beat a good team twice. You know what I mean? Usually it goes back and forth. And these are two teams that are equally matched. A defense that's porous. Let's see if Saquon can show us what Dave Gettleman saw when he decided to pick him second and didn't pick Josh Allen.
Mm. You know, here's the other thing I'm loving. We're getting our calls. We still get our national calls. North Carolina.
No doubt.
We've had like three from Texas.
Our peoples.
You know what I mean? Like,
he sounded like he was hiding out in the corner, though. He didn't want them Dallas fans to hear him too much. Oh, you... I want to get chased down the street.
Seriously, though, how uptight are Cowboys fans right now?
Man, you heard Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones has been sucking on it since Sunday.
Excuse me?
Well, he said his words, not mine.
He's been what?
He's been sucking on it.
Phrasing?
Yeah, what?
His words, not mine. He said, we got to suck on that.
Phrasing.
What?
So, don't choke.
What is he talking? Sucking on what?
The ale they took. Hot ales. As Uncle Shay Shay would say, hot L.
Joe in Connecticut, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys? Quick question. Big Cowboys fan. I'm very worried about the game Sunday or Monday. I think we're going to lose. And if we do lose, is Mike McCarthy fired? And what does it say about the future of the staff?
Jerry says no. Well, I love the fact that Joe is a big Cowboys fan. He was forgot which day the game is.
Joe, I say yes, Joe.
That's how much pain you're in right now.
Joe,
it's Monday night on ESPN on ABC as well.
Joe, this is why I say yes. Joe, this is why I say yes, and this is why, you know, Mike McCarthy better be careful. Because if they lose, Kellen Moore will be the next head coach of the Panthers. So,
listen to me.
This is Jerry Jones. When he gets a young coordinator that he loves, he will not let them go. So if Mike McCarthy, remember the mandate was deep into the playoffs. He said that before the season started.
Yes, I truly believe we should be deep in the playoffs.
He didn't say I wanted to be the fifth seed and go home. He's losing money because he's not hosting a game. So if they lose, he knows that Kellen Moore is a potentially a head coach candidate. He knows that Dan Quinn is a head coach candidate. So I think he lets Mike McCarthy go, and I think he either makes Dan Quinn, who's the highest paid assistant in the league, one of them, or Kellen Moore the head coach. I think that's his move.
Hold on.
I mean, wait a minute.
Hold on.
I mean,
and then you're sitting there.
Joe, thanks for the call. You're really firing a head coach that got you to 12 wins in consecutive seasons.
What does that mean?
It means you won a lot.
Because what is he saying? He's saying,
and you went through a quarterback who was banged up.
Okay.
So, you had Cooper Rush starting at quarterback.
Here's the reality. Jerry Jones is going to lose some coaches this year.
It happens.
They're going to get a head coach. If he values Kellen Moore as the guy that's taken his offense to being the number one offense 2 years in a row, and he doesn't want to lose that because that may be more important, or Dan Quinn, who has taken his defense early in the season better. So somebody's
better
leaving.
Better question. Real quick. Is it Mike McCarthy, or do you start looking at Dak if you lose this game? If Dak does not perform well.
They can't do anything with Dak.
But how do you make it on Mike McCarthy if Dak is like a mess, we've seen lately?
Mike McCarthy has been on thin ice for 2 years.
It feels like it, but I
don't know. We talked about him potentially getting fired.
If Sean Payton is out there and you go with Kellen Moore as your head coach, you make a coaching change and it's not Sean Payton?
Well, if
and you're supposed to be friends with him?
Because you're not going to be able to give up the first-round draft pick. You're going to give up a first-round draft pick for Sean Payton?
Again, how much do you value winning, and do you believe this guy can bring you there?
You just said they were 12-5. He's trying to find – you're trying – if
Sean Payton can't get you over
the
top?
If you're Jerry Jones, you're trying to find the next Sean Payton. Right, that's what. Understand what it is. It's very few old coaches that are being retreads.
This is right now what Dallas fans are going through. You're worried more about what happens if you lose than looking forward to winning.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You want somebody to bring the smoke?
Bring some smizzo.
Rich in Brooklyn is choosing violence this morning. Rich.
Ah, man, yo, listen, first of all, y'all got the ridiculously funny Bart. Yeah, out your mind. listen, I'm a New York guy, born and bred, and I'm a Cowboys fan. So, obviously, I'm in the belly of the beast.
Were you born in the 90s? Were you young? Were you born in the
80s? What made you a Cowboy?
Or the 70s?
That's TMI. Listen, I'm a 70s baby. I've been in this for a grip, especially as a Cowboys fan. But listen, man, it's like, and let me tell you something. I told the producer, I said the Giants suck. That's always like an opening line. But for what it's worth, man, Saquon, he's the absolute biblical truth. So let's stop. But here's the deal. The problem that I have is like the Giants fans. A caller called in a little earlier. He said, everybody's talking about about the Cowboys. You know who talks about the Cowboys? Jerry Jones and the press. That's it. Nobody really talks. Like, everybody else, they make this whole thing about it, but it's the press and it's Jerry Jones. If you get past that, the fact of the matter is that, I could be very, very, analytical about my team, but I'm in the belly of the beast, so I'm just going to say this much. Giants fans, I don't want to hear from you at all unless you're talking about your pretty girlfriend. Because for what it's worth, the Giants fans remind me of the guy who just doesn't have the greatest pretty girlfriend. And they, you know, they say, ah, well, you know, you got an ugly girlfriend, but you're not talking about your own, you know, not so pretty girlfriend. Wait until everybody else gives your girlfriend a compliment. Right now, you know, the Cowboys, you know, they kind of win. Anyway, man, I'm done with it.
Hey, Rich, I want to ask you a question, a serious question.
What's up?
And you're a Cowboys fan, so you can answer this, right? If they lose, if not even this week or next week, and you make a decision, who are you keeping? Because if Kellen Moore is going to go to Carolina or somewhere else because of his, you know, acumen as far as being a great young play caller, mm-hmm. or Dan Quinn being a great defensive coach and a coach that took a team to the Super Bowl, well, who do you keep? Because if they're going to go to get head coaching jobs, that means Mike McCarthy's left there filling those two voids. Who would you rather them, Jerry Jones, say, you know what, you can be the head coach because I can't afford to lose you?
Listen, I'm keeping Dan Quinn. I look at our offense and I look at how redundant and repetitive we are on offense. And, you know, obviously other teams, they see that, they figure it out. So now I'm looking at Dan Quinn and how he's creative on defense, how he has the Super Bowl pedigree. I mean, obviously that was a crazy loss, but still Super Bowl pedigree. And I'm just looking at his command. I just feel like Dan Quinn would be the better choice of the two. If you're talking about it, Kellen Moore, not to take anything away from Kellen Moore, but I think he becomes redundant and reliant on one portion of the offense.
I like going with the guy that has experience, right, Rich? That's what I look at it like.
That's not where the league is going, though.
I know,
like,
it's
Kevin
not.
Kevin O'Connell
but
is a
certain
first-year
markets, you've got to have somebody that is kind of have that has a resume. I've been there. Like, Daboll fits because he's been everywhere.
But he's had the number.
Right, that's why he's a first-time coach,
but he's
been everywhere.
He's also imaginative. Sorry, guys. He's also imaginative.
Well, that's true, too.
But like, you can be old school, but you can be imaginative. You can have, like, you remember the play early in the season that the Giants ran at the – I forget exactly. I don't really pay attention to the Giants. But they did something really funky at the goal line, whatever, and they rocked. And so he's imaginative. Like, to me, Kellen Moore is repetitive. He's
but
not,
hold on. Rich, but Kellen Moore has had you with the top offense for 2 years. Have you seen Dallas defense lately? They've been getting the brakes beat off of them, hadn't even been able to get to the quarterback.
Yeah,
so what are you talking about? Because that defense unit has been getting exposed.
I can't argue with that, but that's a small portion. Yeah, I believe it's a balance, but if I had to choose between the two, I'm definitely going with Dan Quinn.
All right. Hey, Rich, appreciate you, man.
That's a personal preference because Dan Quinn's unit has been suffering. And he still has Michael Parsons and Dexter Lawrence. He's been suffering.
Yeah, but and
they've been getting the
break
speed out of him.
What he turned Parsons into, obviously. That's really what he saw is like, oh, I can get this out of you. And that's what they
said.
That's
one player.
By the
way, really turned.
Rich, did you get like Charlie Murphy vibes? Yeah, Rich had a great voice.
Yeah.
He had like that energy in his voice. Like, that's like, I would want him to tell a story.
Buck Nasty. The biggest hater.
Like, I just wanted him to tell a story because he's as New York as they come.
Yo, Prince can ball.
But then when I asked him, like, how did you become a Cowboys fan? That's TMI.
Yeah, but
like, I don't need to share that with you.
So the reason I say that, because either you're born in the 70s and that's when Dallas was super popular, them and the Steelers.
Maybe you're a little kid, the cheerleaders.
Or you're a little kid in the 90s. So he's in his early 50s,
mm-hmm.
and he jumped on a team that was always winning. That's usually what happens when you have Dallas fans.
I remember that.
Well,
we're
Steelers
probably
fans.
About me and him are probably close in age, and I remember my earliest memories of the NFL was it was either the Steelers or the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Like, you had to pick one. Like, my earliest memories of, you know, again, going to school, getting on the bus, everybody would talk about, are you a Steelers fan or a Cowboys fan? I mean, in New York, why? Well, because both teams weren't very good.
Yeah.
So you just that's what mattered most. So yeah, I guess that he grew up in that era.
He just jumped on one,
and he chose the star.
Yeah, since 96, he hadn't done nothing.
Well, okay,
he's been disappointed every year.
Well, at least he had some. At least he had some positivity.
It's like Jets fans.
We'll keep the call.
They became fan when Joe Namath won. Now they've been suffering for 40 years.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.